You're listening to the Traffic and Conversion Show. I'm your host, Michelle Fernandez, and today we have got a special episode that's really going to change the way you look at your social media followers. That's right. We are talking about how to quickly turn followers into clients. So stay tuned. Welcome to the Traffic and Conversion Show, where it's all about helping online entrepreneurs amplify their content, build their influence, and convert their leads into sales to grow a profitable business and life they absolutely love. Now, let's get this party started. Welcome back to the show. Now, before we get started, I have a favor to ask. If you are loving this show and getting value from it, would you be so kind and leave me a review over on iTunes? I would very, very much appreciate it. All right, so thank you in advance. Now, today is all about turning followers into actual clients or customers. I know people refer to it as two different things. Now, first things first, understanding your audience is crucial. You see, because not all followers are created equal. Some are just casual browsers, while others are primed and ready to become your actual client. Now, creating personas for your social media audience really helps you tailor your content and your conversations. Because remember, it's all about how do you open up that conversation to start making that connection and building those relationships. So tools like Google Analytics and Social Media Insights are really your best friends here, giving you a peek into who your followers really are. Now, have you ever checked your Google Analytics? Do you have your Google Analytics on your funnels and your websites? Now, every time I ask this question, people are like, I think so. Oh, yeah, I totally have the Google Analytics code or, you know, Google tracking or GTM, right? And then it's like, okay, so what does it say? And they're like, I don't know. I don't even know where to find that, right? So there is a treasure trove of information that you can use to help you with your marketing. So put it on your calendar right now as one of your action items somewhere in this quarter to learn how to read your Google Analytics and then figure out what to do with them, right? So now let's talk about your content, but not just any content. We're talking the content that converts. A lot of people use this in their titles of their courses or their, you know, their coaching programs that they have, because that's really the goal of your content. You want it to convert into something, right? Whether it be convert into followers, whether they be convert into relationships, and ultimately convert into sales. Now, this is where the magic happens. This value-driven content, like those how-tos, your webinars, even free tools, can really transform a casual follower into this loyal customer. So have you ever heard a brand story and really felt like this instant connection? That is the power of storytelling, my friends. It's about building that trust, and trust is what turns those followers into clients. Because when you trust somebody, you're open to building this relationship with them, and then you want to do business or you want to give your money to someone that you like and you feel is really going to help you, right? And some part of your story has resonated with your clients at a particular level that made them feel like, oh, you know, she's been through what I've been through, or she knows exactly what I'm talking about, or maybe we're not identical, but she knows and she has empathy for what I am going through now. And I know she's going to help me get on the other side. All right. So engagement is not just a buzzword. It's really a strategy. Engaging with your followers through comments, your DMs, and polls doesn't just increase your reach. It really is helping building those relationships of what I was just talking about. And in this world of social media, relationships is really the currency of social media. Now, increased engagement leads to that trust and ultimately to the conversion. So a lot of times when we're looking at numbers and we're looking at KPIs, everybody's like, oh, did I increase my followers this month and this and that? And I'm like, listen, I have worked with accounts that have had tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of followers, even on their email list, to be honest. And it's like, okay, well, how many of those people are actually engaging with you? Because the people who are engaging, that is the number that you should be tracking on your KPI, because those are the most people that were or be most likely to convert into a customer. But how do we do all this? How do we turn all this engagement into these customers, or how do we get them to convert? So imagine a funnel where your followers are at the top, right? And then your clients are at the bottom. Now, your job is to guide them down this funnel with whether it be a free download or exclusive offers or limited time promotions. And with your well-crafted landing page, this is what's going to give them that nudge that they need, right? So email marketing and retargeting ads keep you on their radar, right? Keeps you top of mind, just gently guiding them towards becoming a client. Now, when we move on to another crucial part of our digital toolkit, if you will, so let's talk about the technologies behind the success of turning followers into clients. Now, leveraging the right tools can significantly amplify your efforts and your results. So let's break down the main players, if you will, okay? So the first one are the CRM systems. So a CRM, in case you don't know, like you just hear the letters and you're like, I kind of know what that means, or yeah, I know what it means, but I don't know what CRM means. It's a client or customer relationship management system, okay? So this is where you're literally managing your customer. So a lot of people use it for sales, right? So you know where they are in the journey, emails, things like that, okay? So you have your CRM system, your social media management tools, and your analytics. And then an exciting addition to our new arsenal are these AI chatbots, like a ChatGPT. So these processes are designed to streamline your workflow, enhance the engagement, and ultimately supercharge your conversion rates, right? So let's break these down individually. So first we have our CRM systems, right? So these are not just databases. They are really the backbone of personalized marketing and sales efforts. So imagine knowing exactly what each follower likes, maybe their history with your brand, and when they are most likely to make a purchase. The CRM systems give you this superpower, right? They help you segment your audience, track customer interactions, and deliver personalized content and offers that speak directly to their needs, right? And what happens? The result of it is that you get higher conversion rates and more loyal customer base, right? I know it sounds cool. There is a lot of tech set up in the background and a lot of thought process and strategy behind of what that customer journey is, what each of those segments look like, what maybe that the people in that segment, what they like, what are their, you know, pain, struggles, dreams, desires. So there's a lot that goes into it. But once you think about it and you put it all together, like magic happens, okay? So next, we definitely cannot overlook the power of social media. Now, in our world today, I feel like where timing is everything, like it's literally like, you know, trending audios, right? So you have to use this while it's trending, because then after or before, and then it can't be trending too much, because if there's too many people using it, the audio, you know how that goes, right? So timing is everything. So social media platforms will help you share or post the right content at the right time to really maximize this engagement. But it's not just about scheduling the posts. These platforms provide detailed insights into your own content's performance, allowing you to really refine your strategy on the fly, right? So if you look at it and you're like, carousels aren't working, but you know the reels are, or vice versa, right? What is going on? What else can you possibly test, right? So you need to be looking at all these things, because really they enable this real-time engagement with your followers, making your community management really a breeze and fostering the kind of relationships that leads to those conversions. Now, let's talk about my favorite, which are analytics. Data is the currency of the digital world, okay? And analytic tools will help you understand and really capitalize on it. So from website traffic to social media engagement, Tracking these will help you optimize your marketing game across the board. Really, the data, the numbers will allow you to see what's working, what's not, and why. And with this information is like pure gold, like someone just handed you like $1 million, right? You can really be making these data-driven decisions that significantly increase your chances of converting these followers into clients. And I know I talk about this a lot, these data-driven decisions, because that really is what your business should be based on. So everything that you go to test, everything you go to launch, everything you go to do should be based on that data. And if you say, well, Michelle, I haven't launched this membership or I haven't launched this course yet, what do I do? How do I know this lead magnet's going to convert? Well, you don't, right? You don't until you have the data. But what data do you have? Do you have the availability or the capability of going to your clients or to your audience and asking them, hey, what would you like? Give them some options, right? That is data for you to then see, okay, they would rather have a video training than a checklist for this free lead magnet, right? That is data that you are making a data-driven decision in order for you to know what to launch, right? Or in order for you to know what to tweak, okay? So when you hear data, it's not always the numbers, okay? It's just what information am I getting in order to make a decision, not based on my emotion or what I think is going to work, right? It's all based on data. Now, the game changer are the AI chatbots. So imagine having this virtual assistant that's available 24/7, right? Answering these inquiries, guiding followers through your sales funnel, and even handling basic customer service tasks. Now, this immediate interaction keeps really these potential clients engaged, improving their experience and increasing the likelihood of a conversion. So what's more exciting is that AI chatbots are now capable of learning from interactions, meaning that they can actually give better at serving your followers over time. Because why? They're getting all this data. So people are asking questions. You're kind of filling in the chatbot of what the answer should be, right? And so now they're gathering this data. They're hearing all this, you know, oh, they wanted this, they're asking this, oh, they were pleased on this, right? So they're actually taking that data on its own and creating it to be a better customer service assistant for you, okay? Now, the importance and benefits of these systems and processes cannot be overstated. By automating repetitive tasks, they free up your time for you to focus on strategy and creativity, right? They provide a personalized experience for your followers, really making them feel valued and understood. And perhaps, and most importantly, they offer the insights and capabilities needed to turn those followers into clients efficiently and effectively. So just imagine if you're able to take some of that off your plate, right? Where it's kind of working in the background for you to show up and really make that connection where you need to be, which is the face, right? Or the connection with your clients, that's where you need to be, or with your followers, so then they become clients. Or once they're your clients, then they become these raving fans, and then their followers are like raving fans. You get how the system goes? So whether you're just starting out or looking to optimize your current strategy, consider these technologies as your allies on this quest to convert followers into clients. Now, with the right tools at your disposal, the possibilities are really endless or limitless, okay? Now, my go-to all-in-one growth tool is Optima Funnels, powered by High Level, or you might have heard it as Go High Level. So definitely go check out OptimaFunnels.com. Now, I hope that you are walking away with a newfound appreciation for the power of integrating technology into your conversion strategy. Now, remember, the goal isn't just to convert followers into clients. It's to do so in a way that's efficient, personalized, and above all, human. Make yourself stand out and be a little different. Now, I want to remind you that the journey of turning followers into clients is an ongoing process. It's an ongoing strategy. It's all about building relationships, understanding the needs, and really offering solutions. So having the right tool and process will really help you do just that. But they amplify what's already there, which is your passion, your message, and your commitment to your audience. All right, I appreciate you so much for being here with me today. Until next time, let's grow your business together. Hey, wait, before you go, you know there has got to be a better way to get more sales and be more profitable, one that is predictable and scalable. But it's hard to know where to turn when you feel like you've tried it all and are not even sure you trust your own judgment anymore. Well, as always, I got you. I made 100% free video training that covers it all, including why rinse and repeating is causing you to go broke, more leads is not the only way to scale, and the one thing that's preventing your leads from converting into a sale. Let's get off the leads and roller coaster once and for all. Sign up and save your seat for my free live training and start taking control of your business growth today. Go to themichellefernandez.com/training and save your seat now, and I will see you live inside the training.